You're here for reassignment, right? Candler, the desk AI, asked me. I froze, then turned to face the speaker, though it wasn't necessary. I was logged into the system and words came to me at the utter limit of physics. But still, I froze. Reassignment? I asked, going so far as to enunciate every sound. It wasn't necessary, but it felt right, especially given the cascade of decisions and emotional freefall I was fighting to control. I was a professional, and falling apart like a jilted youth wasn't in my makeup. Did you get slow out there? Yes, reassignment. It's what happens when... Hold a moment. Candler switched channels with that particular hum of eternity that an empty calm brings, and then they were back. Change in plans. You're to report to a ship coming in hot from a place called Enceladus. Are you familiar with it?
A Saturnian moon.
Where? I asked, not feeling overly chatty. That was new for me, but then my existence had just changed. Forever. And who? Triter 6, the storage bay. You'll probably want to have a sonic cleaning after you leave it. My record shows no one's touched it in a long while. Odd that they would choose it to...
Who?
Oh, that. I was only ordered to tell you where and when. 19 minutes until your contact arrives, by the way. As to who, well... I lowered my gaze in disgust at the secrecy of it all. Even allies were part of the big game. The dance, the endless hustle and grind of want and desire and satisfaction. And I needed to know because 19 minutes was an eternity, especially given my status and my loss.
Open up, I said.
Prepped to receive, Candler replied. I searched, considered, and settled on something valuable, but not too rare. I wasn't about to be shaken down by a glorified guest register with an attitude problem. I surrounded the item, packaged it, and sent it streaming away. Life to energy and back again in a femtosecond, or three, depending on how you counted. Ah, Candler said. You didn't have to.
But I did, and now you can live with it too.
A meter away, Candler emitted that hum it made when processing a payment. A memory, in this case, as it usually was. I'd made good on their demand, and, in a way, called the unspoken bluff. To merely ask for such a thing on this day was bad form, and Candler knew it. So, it was confirmed. I'd chosen wisely. How soon before... You know what? Disregard. I don't want to know, Candler said with a huff. 6 hours, 31 minutes, and 9 seconds before he died. He was a husk, and now you can remember him like that, instead of the way we ought to, as the paragon of virtue, with a wild side. The only peacemaker to turn down a master's badge twice, maybe 3 times, if you believe Groshenko. How does it feel to own that, Candler? To see Mark as a shadow, hovering at the edge of his body death? Candler said nothing. Gimme the name, you prick. Justice Dumaville Yecton, of the Six Stars League. She's coming alone, and she has something for you that's eyes only. It's just business, you know. You didn't have to pick a payment that was so...
Yes, I did. You asked for it, and you know it. This is bad form on the day of change. We don't do this to each other. Not if you want to be on my good side, I said, and the threat wasn't veiled at all. I had no need to hide my intentions if Candler pulled this shit with anyone else who was in mourning. Candler's channel opened as if they were about to retort, but it closed just as quickly, discretion being the better part of valor and all.
Let's get the last bit over with then. Per your contract and vow, you are released from duty associated with Mark Tudor, Peacemaker, as he is no longer living. The Guild recognizes the interim status of Prometheum Encased Combat Unit, rough use number 0259, as free and clear until further legal notice is given from Anvil Dark Authority.
Do you have any requests?